Oh, welcome to the News Burp, the show that trawls the internet for news and burps its essence in your general direction. My name is Matt, and that fucker over there is Adam.
Hello.
And this is episode number 260.
Ah, nice round numbers. I love it.
Yeah, you know what they say about 260.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they say. I mean, go on.
It's after 259. What? Every time I bring up a number, you're like, oh, yeah.
Because I'm expecting... It's either always going to be what, Adam, it's just after 259, or it's there's like 200. There's only, if you take every kind of species, there's only actually 260 types of species of any kind of animal, fish, bird, anything. Everything else is just like a variant of it.
No, that's 263. We're not there yet.
God! In 3 weeks' time. I'm going to say, we're episode 263. And I'm like, yeah, and? What? I knew it wasn't true, because you'd fucking remember that.
Oh, man. Oh, we were talking off air how I can't remember half the shit I've written. Never mind, you know, shit that I said. if I just say it, it just goes out into the ether, and then I forget all about it. Until somebody reminds me of it later on, usually in a row.
Oh, I love the bit you did in the show last week. Huh? Oh, did you enjoy that? Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. Where'd you come up with it? Yeah. Look, who are you telling, huh? And all of a sudden I'm like a footballer being interviewed. And it's just like a whole lot of phrases. You know, it's a game of two halves, you know. The person who scores the most goal wins, you know. You know, the lads give the best. Just like, I don't know what I said.
It was like when Killian sent a message going, I was listening to Taper 2 and you said, Strokey in the smoke, and I was like, so, us he was listening to? Did I say that?
He's like, yeah, must have.
Must have done. He's listening to it right now and he's talking about it.
Killian actually got me. Oh, man. I tried to do an impression of Jeff Goldblum last week. And
yeah, you did.
And I stalled because I couldn't remember the actual phrase. Yes. And then all I get was a recording of him doing the whole bit. And I was like, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I know, I fucked up. I was just... Yeah. Well, you know, at least he's an avid listener.
I know. But, I mean, I could put you on the spot and say, what's the speech from Jaws?
The whole speech?
Yeah.
That's not me. That's Barry Keenan.
Is that Barry Keenan, is it?
Yeah. I got to do the roller like doll's eyes. That's a bit that everyone just, like, refers Barry to. Like, Barry, do the... The SS Minneapolis, doll's eyes. And he goes, Hooper does the SS Indianapolis, and then he just goes on for about 10 minutes. So you go, class. Keenan, eh?
Yeah, I tell you. But, yeah, so I don't be remembering what we said or did. Ever. But the whole full moon thing kind of passes by. Nothing weird happens. So my whole hypothesis, my whole belief system, has been called into question.
Well, look, there's exceptions to every rule, so we're going to have to go for another two full moons.
Well, okay. You see, the thing is that I always noticed it when it was working because it would be in contact with infinitely more people.
Yeah.
You know, whereas like with lockdown and me living on my own, I'm not in contact with anybody unless it's online.
Yeah. Your sample size was very small.
Yeah. So maybe I'm still a genius. It just hasn't been proven yet.
Let's go with that. Yeah. Although was there any like gatherings on the news? Was there any kind of? Because I know this weekend there was like
there was all those crazy fucking street parties in Dublin. Every major fucking city and town in Ireland had like a major gathering in it.
But that was this weekend, not the weekend before. Weekend before was the full moon, wasn't it?
See, I can't remember. This is what I'm talking about. You know, could have been. Can't remember. Remember.
Hey, it's okay.
I don't know. Who are you?
Nobody. I'm a nobody.
We're in a simulation.
Kiss my ass simulation.
Anyway, look, it's less than 9 years away from the aliens making themselves known to the broader public.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. I hope they're cool. Like dicks.
I hope they're dicks.
Do you?
I do. I hope they're dicks. And I hope the people they target are our versions of dicks.
Well, then they'd be sound. Because, like, a Are you going to kick the shit out of that dick? It's a class. You're sound in my books.
I love how your aliens don't communicate telepathically. They make weird noises.
Yeah. why are they? Just go. I think I'm talking to his ass.
Well, you know, maybe they don't have language at all. You know, uh-huh. maybe they communicate through dance.
Oh, how amazing that be!
Adam front and center in his tap shoes.
No, because you know, the very moment that I do a dance move, it would be offensive. You sound like the Billy Perry Stage School going, we're gonna greet them to Ireland, and like there's all these like river dancers, and then the Billy Perry Stage School, and all these stage schools, and just like in shock and horror that these people are dancing in unison. It's like, no one dances in unison on our planet. It's offensive. Start blowing the shit out of all these 8-year-old kids. Now that's fucking comedy, man. That's fucking that's hilarious.
Right there. That's worth that. The price of admission. Oh, any more news or any more excitement going on?
No, nothing. We're enjoying the weather. The weather was fucking class.
Yeah, the weather has been really good. Yeah, really good. I had to put sunscreen on my head because I'm bald. that's something that bald people don't talk about enough is the whole sun thing.
Yes.
You know, because I got sunburned before on the old noggin.
Yeah.
You can't even raise your eyebrows and go, ooh.
Oh God. Oh God. But in saying that, like I keep my hair quite short, but I'll still run suntan lotion through my head. Because well, like the sun gets in there.
Yeah. All right. I mean, if I had hair, I wouldn't be running fucking sunscreen through it. You know, my granddad used to use Brill cream, or failing that, if he ran out of Brill cream, he would actually go into the frying pan and just take out like finger loads of grease and just into his hair so it would all stick back.
No way.
So he either smelled like an old man in Brill cream or
dinner.
A dirty chipper.
Either way, delicious.
Either way, childhood memories. Huh?
God, really, chip pan grease. Oy. I just remember my granddad was like super greasy. I can't remember the brand or whatever. But when like my grandparents would stay the night, obviously my parents would give them their bed, and then myself and Kevin would be on the floor or like in the sitting room in sleeping bags, and the parents would take our beds. But I was just like, the cushion or the pillows of the bed was just like greasy. It's like, oh
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what was going on in here, granddad?
One time I met my granddad like in the morning, because you know you just pass, and he was going to the bathroom, but I'd never seen his hair out of place. But of course when he's sleeping, his hair is just like going all over the shop, and this is like crazy. This is like, ah, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is that?
Look, it's all they knew. Now there's lotions and potions for all parts of your body.
Yeah,
you know, actually having this conversation with Fiona the other day, you know, the way, okay, so if I was to invent, this was the business opportunity that I said we were going to do.
Yes.
Right? So this is our next business opportunity, for me to come up with the idea and for you to make it happen.
Oh,
but it's actually a good one.
Okay.
So we have a body wash called Knees and Toes. And then we partner up with Head and Shoulders.
Do you know what's going to piss me off is that if the song was extortionate. It's like, what's the ad? Wait till you see the ad, son. It's like, hey, oh, I thought you were going to do this song. Do you know how much that song costs? It costs $1 million per view. We're not fucking paying that for them.
Michael Jackson owns it.
Weird, isn't it? Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's just one of those weird facts. Michael Jackson owns the Head and Shoulders and Knees and Toes song.
Because he's a fucking cunt. Let's have it.
Yeah. Look, we'd end up doing a cover of the Hokey Pokey or something. We are.
No. Right. It'd be like Metallica do a version of something.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we have why do we have that? They're actually cheap. They're cheaper than the Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes. That's sad.
Yeah, cheaper. Yeah, cheaper. Their stock went way down after Napster came out.
Why don't we just do like we do Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes, but in a minor key. I just make it real kind of weird.
Oh, you're writing it for me to sing. Thanks very much.
You know it.
Will we do some show?
Ah, yeah.
Go on, do some weekly weird updates.
News.
That's it. That's all we need.
So, do you reckon that if I tried to register Knees and Toes as a company name, that Head and Shoulders already has that preemptively booked? Because if they don't, like, why would they not release a body wash called Knees and Toes? You're just waiting to print money with that.
See, I don't think because if it's a body wash and it's just called Knees and Toes, that doesn't imply that it covers the whole body. If you had a foot scrub, called Knees and Toes.
But also, I mean, is there lots of hairy shouldered people out there who are shampooing in the shower?
They're called men, yeah.
Hair. Yeah, but that's just where the body wash comes in. You know, it's body wash. You know, you're a man, you've got a 5-in-1 bottle in the shower, does everything. You know, your feet get washed just by the water running off the rest of you.
Yeah.
No, is that just me? No, that's just me? That couldn't just be me.
No, I put my foot over the hole in the shower, let it kind of fill up, just that kind of whoa breaking point where it falls into the floor of the bathroom. And then it's like release, but like that's then just like squeezing my toes together. Go, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Women listening going, that's fucking men don't do that. Men fucking don't do that. They scrub their feet, don't they? Don't they?
No, we don't. Plus I do what Adam does, but I pee in there first.
Gotta make it hot.
Yeah. It's already steamy in there anyway.
Man, gross.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Our news stories. We didn't do in the opening.
Oh, we didn't? Oh, fuck. Okay. Right, well, let's start again then.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. First story, don't put your cock in places it's not welcome.
It's not welcome?
Yeah.
That's weird information, because if it fits, you're saying yeah, but it doesn't mean you should actually do it. I think...
Well, no, yes, because if it fits, look, if it fits, it sits. That's the rule, right?
But that's like, you may as well just like go around with like, your pants up and just kind of going, oh, hello.
But if the place where you wanted to sit doesn't want it to sit there, then you shouldn't force it to sit there.
Okay, but you're saying where it's not welcome.
Yeah.
Who's not welcoming the penis?
Well, there's a woman in Barcelona who has cut off her boss's penis after he allegedly tried to rape her.
Okay.
Yeah, so look, first of all, they used the word allegedly in this story a comical amount of times.
I wonder who that's protecting. Is it her? It's like, dude, did she come from me? No. A raccoon. I didn't rape her. Like a raccoon bit it off, but she was holding the raccoon. She was trying to help.
I'm gonna read it. It's only a short story. It's like a tabloid story. Well, just pay attention to how many times I say the word allegedly here. A waitress in Spain has been arrested for allegedly cutting off the penis of her boss after he allegedly attempted to sexually assault her at a bar located allegedly near Barcelona.
It doesn't say allegedly near Barcelona, does it?
No.
Doesn't.
I fucking... think I should have.
Allegedly Barcelona. What do you mean we are near Barcelona?
The woman was arrested on Monday by officers the name of the place there, I'm not going to try and pronounce it. Okay. The local police department, after she allegedly cut off the man's penis while working a shift in a bar, according to the report. She alleges that she grabbed the knife. How can you allege that you did something? Like, if you're saying you did it, that's a confession. That's not an allegement.
Yeah, you say she confesses that she grabbed the knife.
Yeah, anyway. She alleges that she grabbed the knife and cut off her employer's genitalia after he allegedly tried to sexually assault her during his shift on midnight on Monday. Following the incident, the waitress allegedly called the authorities and the emergency services to the bar, who transported the man, who allegedly owns the bar, to the local Belvedere University Hospital for an emergency operation to attempt to reattach his alleged genitalia.
Someone is trying to make the word count there, or just fill in that column inch, because he's kind of going, look, woman chops off boss's penis for raping her. I gotta stretch this fucker out.
Yeah. Look, as far as I'm concerned, he got only some of what he deserved. You know what I mean? You don't try to rape somebody, or sexually assault somebody, or force yourself on somebody, and they defend themselves, and this is how they choose to defend themselves. You just got to accept that fact.
I don't know how it got to that point. Like, if she had a knife in her hand, would she not have stabbed him?
Well, apparently, or should I say, allegedly, he had raped her 4 times previously.
Right.
And this was the 5th time when she wasn't having it. So she...
I don't think she was having it the first 4 times either.
No. Would love to, okay, yeah, fair enough. I paid that point. It's like she really wasn't having it this time. She was like, no, this is not happening again. On May 19th, 2017, during one of the alleged attempted rapes, the woman severed this guy's penis with a knife. She then called authorities to report the incident. Although she was initially arrested, police later announced they would not be pressing charges over the knife attack following the intervention of women's groups and assurances from local government officials. There we go. So, yeah. So, not only was she not raped the 5th time by this animal, but she won't face any charges.
Good news.
I'm all for that. This is what I'm saying. If your willy's not welcome, keep it to yourself.
Fucking sure.
It should be a simple rule. Like, can you imagine putting yourself on the other on the other end of that? And I think that's what sexual predators don't think about. They don't think about being on the other side of that. Do you know what I mean? Or if they do, they don't seem to care. Well, do you know what I mean?
It's a kind of a control thing, isn't it? It's kind of like, Look at the power I have over you, and you can't do fucking shit all. I don't like, it might not be about the actual sexual gratification. It's like,
yeah, but if you're going to be a creepy boss and you want control over your employees and you're that kind of mentality, then say something like, I'm going to withhold your holiday pay till I'm ready to give it to you. Not, I'm going to rape you. Do you know what I mean? It just, like,
I guess.
And I guarantee you, he was sat in the hospital thinking he was the victim.
Of course. Yeah. I'm the stab victim. I think you find you're just a cunt. Oh, who are you?
Yeah. I've no sympathy for that kind of stuff. Like, there's always, like, people say when it comes to rapists or child abusers, oh, they should be castrated, they should be killed, they should be whatever else. I think it's a different thing when it goes through the legal system, and then people are like, well, now castrate them. It's like, well, that's not really how the law works. You know, unless they write it into the law that when somebody's found guilty of rape, they lose their balls.
Yeah.
You know, but self-defense, like, she was under self-defense and it was a history there. So that's why she, you know, she took literally matters into her own hands.
Yeah.
And solved it. So fair play to her. Her name was not mentioned, which I don't have a problem with either. But there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't put your willy where it's not welcome.
No means no, people.
No, well, sometimes.
Ah. I suppose. I guess I'm trying to say, don't fucking rape people.
Watch Adam's uncomfortable body language when I said, well, sometimes. There's a whole shift. The air around him got nervous.
I'm in a small room, so tight.
I feel like it's warm.
It's hot, right? It's hot. Gotta get out.
Next story. Where are we? Okay, you know, the organization in America. I'm sure it's a worldwide organization. Maybe it's just America. PETA, those animal rights people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of respect. Right. Yet they still get a lot of funding from a lot of weird people. Like, for an organization that does nothing for animal rights or animal welfare or animal charity, for an organization that does nothing like that.
I think they're an excellent abuse. Business, yeah. By the sounds of it. They kind of go,
they are.
I support PETA. What did PETA do? They're holding a gala ball. Like, for who?
Because some of the advertising they do, like the billboards and national press ads and,
yeah,
you know, all that's not cheap. Do you know what I mean? So, like, but anyway, they always come up with these weird things, and they're kind of like, I kind of liken them to the Ryanair of charities, because it's like they'll say anything to get themselves into the news.
Yeah,
and it usually works. You know what I mean? It's like if we treated Ryanair and PETA the same way we treated Trump, and just be like, shh, don't listen to him, he'll go away. You know, but we don't, because you know, look, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And a news site is talking about it, which is where I got it from. So there's a lake in Minnesota in America called Ham Lake.
Okay.
They don't like that.
They don't like called Ham Lake because it's like reference to a pig?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my arse.
So they want to call it Yam Lake.
That's now, like see, saying, oh, John Hamm is in that film. John Hamm? That man is a handsome, talented actor. What's the problem there? No, he should be called anything else.
He should be called John Yam.
I think he should be called John Leaf or John Twig. You just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Are you serious? But it's a meat. It's so weird. That is so fucking stupid. That is so stupid. Welcome to Lake Ham. Sorry, it's been changed to Lake Yam. Apparently we're European. Shut up, Peter. Do some fucking work.
Probably about 10 years ago now. What about 10 years ago when I come to move to Navanforest? And it was, I was working in the Loft restaurant, and one of the guys, Paddy Stapleton.
Oh, yeah, good old Paddy.
Yeah, you know Paddy. He was telling a story about how Metchis Lane in Navan, they wanted to rename to Tupac Shakur Lane. In Navan.
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine having to tell somebody coming to Navan the first time? Yeah, so you go down Johnstown Road and you swing a left onto Tupac Shakur Lane.
What's the connection there? I've no idea. There was a vote.
I think he was a character in Cú Chulainn. I don't know.
Yeah. You'd have to end up lying going, that's where he got shot. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because of the Crips and the Bloods and all those, they were rampant in Navan in the mid-90s.
You have no idea. He just, man, East Coast Saeed, Nahameen, oh, man.
One I mean, homies, of all the stuff you've ever said, I mean, you make it all sound so racist.
Hey, that's just the way the clubs talk, son. Nahameen.
Yeah, the whitest dude ever.
I know. Fucking vanilla milk. That's all I'll ever be.
Vanilla milk on white bread.
Hey, Chalky, what up, son?
Your nickname would be Casper in jail, you know that?
Because I'm covered in spooge.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. The story in question involves PETA, the animal rights organization that has written to the mayor of Ham Lake, Minnesota, asking that the city's name be changed to Yam Lake, which it argues is more pig positive.
But it's not vegetable positive. I mean, yams are vegetables. I don't like it.
I wonder, like, either they're serious and they're crazy, or it's all a performance art piece and there's somebody like me writing these press releases.
I'm actually hoping that it's that. I think it's like, you know what we can do? Let's face it, it is harmless. It's a harmless thing. They're not going after whaling ships or any of that kind of stuff, or going up to the Arctic or Antarctic and trying to like save penguins or polar bears. Just going, that lake's called Ham. Let's change to Yam. And like, and it's just this committee of, I don't know who the fuck's on it, but just going, yep.
Also, what I think is that they're starting with the insignificant. Like, if the mayor of that town was to be like, you know what? Why not? You know what I mean? Why not? Bit of fun. Might bring some PR to the town. You know, give everyone a laugh on the internet for the day. Why not? But that's how they get their foot in the door, these Peter fuckers. Is that they start with small changes.
So say, before you know... You said Peter fuckers, not Peter fuckers. Please continue.
But that's to get the door, they get their foot in the door with these tiny little insignificant things, and then that just leads to snowball. Because when one person listens to them, eventually we're all going to have to.
Well, then it's an excellent plan. Then, like, just like we said before, it's like that's a stupid story, and yet here we are on a podcast talking about it, and yeah. we have at least
we have listeners. Tens of listeners.
And that news is going to spread, my friend.
Yeah, I tell you. Pigs are smart, sensitive, wonderful individuals. So if we have a heart, we'll leave their legs alone and choose yams over hams. That's coming from the Peter president, Ingrid Newkirk.
What are we like?
Of course she's chairman for our chairperson for president of Peter with a name like Ingrid.
Yeah. Why don't we just like praise the pig and leave it as ham?
Yeah.
And like actually claim it as Peter Lake. Is it our lake?
We would be happy to contribute. That's how they pronounce that word.
That is.
We would be happy to contribute to the cost of new signage, and we'll send delicious candied yams for the whole town to enjoy if you agree. She wrote in a letter to the Ham Lake Mayor Mike Van Kirk. Everyone at PETA is rooting for you, Mayor Mike.
Might send a blowjob, some intern, huh? Yeah, whatever. Change to whatever. Just get the fuck out of my office.
So, Senator Michelle Benson, who I'm guessing is the local area representative, was mentioned in a tweet about this story of Ham Lake to Yam Lake. And she tweeted back with, how about Steak Lake?
No.
Which I think is brilliant.
We don't like Ham Lake. We have steak. We have chicken. No. It's the name, not the meat. Venison Lake? No. How about eat a bag of dick, like?
So I thought I'd look up some of the weird things that PETA has tried to change over the years.
Yes.
That have no bearing on anything. And like I say, it's just a way to get their foot in the door. Once one of their suggestions is accepted, that's it. The fucking floodgates will open and all this shit will come gushing out. So here's a few things.
Okay.
Actually, do you know what? I'll let you guess. I'll give you the thing they want to change, and you can guess what to change it to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So the saying to "kill two birds with one stone" was changed to what do you think?
Kill two cauliflowers or clouds.
No.
Do you kill anything?
No. Don't kill anything.
Save two birds at one nest.
No, you're never going to get it.
Oh.
Feed two birds with one scone. Doesn't really have the same ring to it, does it?
But I want someone to say that. You know, that's how we're going to save two birds with one scone. You mean kill two birds with one stone? No, you can't say, what the fuck? Shut up.
Fucking psychopath. Wants to kill birds. Next is, instead of calling somebody a guinea pig, you know, they're going to be a test subject for something, you would call them a what?
A lab rat.
Oh, you're on the right route with the lab.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's obviously not an animal.
No.
It's a lab radorable?
Oh, no, but that's adorable. No, it's be the test tube. Not the guinea pig, be a test tube.
We used to call each other test tubes growing up. I don't think it's like, shut up, you fucking test tube. It's like, sorry?
I remember when the notion of cloning people came out, we used to call people test tube babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we now tend to you fucking test tube. Aww, don't call me that.
This next one, to beat a dead horse. What do you think that was changed to?
See, it has to mean the same thing, doesn't it?
No, it's all nonsensical bollocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because like, to beat a dead horse means kind of like, you know, encourage a shit idea. So
yeah,
I don't know. To ride a wild stallion.
No, that's what I have over my bed. to feed a fed horse.
But that doesn't mean the same as the phrase to beat a dead horse.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just reading the shit out.
No.
Next. So if you wanted to change the phrase to bring home the bacon, what would you change that to?
Well, bring home the bed.
I'd give that one to you. It's bring home the bagels.
Right.
Yeah. So, look, I think we should set ourselves a task of suggesting to Peter that we come on board as their writers. Because, you know, I understand what they want to do.
Yeah.
They're just, it's ridiculous. It's like that film Crazy People from the 80s that had Dudley Moore in it, when they bring all the crazies in for all the ad campaigns and they go, Volvos, they're boxy, but they're good. That's just really what they're doing here as well.
I haven't seen that.
Have you not seen that? I recommend it. From got Dudley Moore, Daryl Hannah, loads of like really like, it's a proper farcical comedy, like, but it's about an ad executive who gets stressed out and goes for a retreat that ends up being a mental hospital.
Yeah.
And he realizes, because he's got writer's block and he's anxiety and he's stressed and he's, you know, all that kind of thing. And then he starts to identify with the people in the mental hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
And then one of them comes up with a slogan for an ad campaign, which he uses. And then, you know, just kind Exploits. Of snowballs. But it's very, very funny. One of the things is Volvos, they're boxy, but they're good. I won't spoil it all for you, but there's another one where it's like, Sony, we use Asians because they're good at this stuff. But it's like you wouldn't
different
get
times.
Away with it now.
Different
you
times.
Get away with it now. But like objectively, you can't deny that that's not funny. Do you know what I mean? But I recommend it. It's called Crazy People. I recommend it. It'll be on one of the streaming services somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we need to put ourselves forward for as writers for this thing here.
It kind of sounds easy. It's pretty much replace the animal with a baked good.
That seems to be, or a guinea pig with a test tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like if there's an animal in any analogy or saying or whatever or simile, it's just like let's take that out. We'll put something else in.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to come up with a few that we can email to Pete and be like, hey, you can have these for free. Just say we're the official podcast of Peter.
Oh, no. Jesus. They'll go back over and go, in episode 260, you're taking the piss out of us. We're promoting you.
I can't remember what I said, and that'll be my excuse. And because I'll have said that in the episode, then that'll cover me. So, ipso facto.
All right. Good job.
Yeah. That's Peter. I have one more story. Let me find it. Where we go. Woman cuts off penis. Did that one. Peter being Peter. Did that one. Okay. Do you remember the scene? You've seen the movie Seven.
Yes.
So do you remember the scene when they go and they find the big disgusting fat dude who's dead?
Yes.
Or is it the fat dude? No, it's like this emaciated skeletal character wasting away on the bed because they cut out his tongue or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and he has all the air fresheners around him.
Air fresheners all around the room, right? All these car air fresheners. Well, in Sydney, that's the place, not the person, there's a man who was a hoarder, lived with a corpse for 15 years and covered up the smell with 70 bottles of air freshener.
Oh, fuck. Fucking hell. Yeah. Why is there a corpse there? Did he die natural, or did he kill someone?
Let's go have a look.
Yeah, sorry. Read the fucking story, Matt. I have questions.
A man whose mummified remains were found inside the home of Sydney's Lower North Shore after 15 years was shot dead during a botched break and enter. That's what the coroner said. An inquest on Thursday heard Bruce, of course his name was Bruce in Australia. Or Bruce.
Yeah, sure, they're all called Bruce.
Bruce Roberts shot and killed Shane Snellman in 2002 when Snellman broke into his Greenwich home. Mr. Roberts, described by his family as an extreme hoarder, a loner and socially awkward, kept Mr. Snellman's body hidden in a bedroom for 15 years. The court heard that there was more than 70 bottles of air freshener surrounding the body in what was described as a conscious effort to mask the smell. Yeah, there you go. He was, this is about the victim. His niece said, he was a very loving man, would do anything for anybody. He didn't deserve what he got. Well, let's not, you know, put a halo over him. He was trying to fucking rob the place. Like, you know, I don't know. Like if he had been, okay, let's break this down. Let's ask some moral questions here.
Okay.
Right. I firmly believe if somebody breaks into my place, I have the right to defend myself by any means reasonably necessary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I can wave a knife at somebody and they leave, then let them go. But if they come at me and I have to use the knife, then I should be, you know, without any rights to defend myself. I think you, as a husband and a father, that if they come in, you have to think first that they're coming for your family. So you should be able to do anything within your means to protect them.
Yeah.
So I don't condemn this man for defending his house and his place, even though he's a hoarder and a bit of a loner. He still has the right to his stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think the story would be as much of a big story if he had shot and killed the dude in, you know, self-defense, or I don't know what story he would have given, and then immediately reported it. Then it would have been a different story. But we shouldn't paint a halo over this burglar's memory just because he wasn't discovered for 15 years.
Yeah. I'm stuck on the thing of, why didn't he just call the police? Like, no matter, like, if you shot someone, like, maybe it's fear, maybe you kind of thought, look, I still shot someone. They're going to just say, well, like, how do I prove that, like, I didn't invite him here or any of that kind of stuff, or how do I prove that he broke in? But to call the police.
Well, in the house, there was 13 firearms discovered, and the inquest cannot conclude which of the guns was used to kill this guy.
Really?
Yeah, so now I'm kind of changing my point of view here. You know, which is what one does when presented with fresh information. The inquest heard that Mr. Snellman was last seen in 2002, shortly after he was released from prison for drug supply. Now I'm changing back again because he broke out of prison for supplying drugs, possibly to kids, was trying to break into someone else's house and got shot, then wasn't discovered for 15 years, and they can't figure out which one of the 13 guns fired against him. Let's keep reading, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Bank records show that Mr. Snellman had 66 cents to his name just before his death. Of course he did. He was trying to rob somebody else.
Yeah. He wasn't a fucking millionaire.
The 39-year-old had a history of petty crime and was acquitted of murdering a homeless man when he was just 15 years old. Suspicion of murdering a homeless man when you're 15, in and out of jail. Come on, man. Things are not going to end up rosy for you, no matter what way this panned out.
Yeah, take that fucking halo off the top of your head there, son.
Yeah. Senior Constable Shane Spencer was the only witness to give evidence at the inquest. He was among the officers who forced entry into Mr. Roberts' home after neighbours alerted police. He was an extreme hoarder. I've never seen anything like it. There we go. That's just it. Like, the only picture of this, of the hoarder, is like, you know, one of, it's at least 20 years old, and he kind of looks like a bit of a recluse, like. But yeah, there you go. I think it's just, it's, do you know what it is? It's either a Guy Ritchie or a fucking Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's exactly what that is. You know, you're kind of like, who's the hero? Who's the anti-hero? Who's the villain? Who do I root for? Who do I not root for?
Yeah, or as Christopher Nolan film, what a twist.
Yeah, or M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh yeah, what a creepy thing.
Yeah,
Bruce Willis. He was dead in the room all along. Air fresheners, like, fucking hell.
70 bottles of air freshener.
Fuck.
Like Febreze only does so much.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why he just, like, dumped, like, 70 bottles in this fucking corner.
Also, Febreze is not an answer for cleanliness. No more than deodorant is an answer for not having a shower. Yeah, you used to know this guy. We were in a warehouse, and the warehouse, because, like, warehouses aren't heated, obviously, because big bay doors opening all the time, and, you know, and it's Ireland, so, like, you're fucking frozen all the time. Uh-huh. So they passed out all these fleecy kind of hoodie things for us all to wear. Super thing. Kept us all happy. Really simple solution. We just wanted to be warm. They made it happen. We were all happy. But you got to wash them.
Yeah.
So this guy would come in stinking of Febreze. Head to toe. So I was like, you haven't washed that at all, have you? He's still got the same coffee stains on it from 4 weeks ago, you dirty mank.
Shame.
Yeah. But Jesus, this story just brought me back to that scene in 7 with all the air fresheners hanging off the ceiling. Because I remember that this is not a nice story, but it's kind of related. Like, before my nana died, she lived in a house, and it was next door to a place where two elderly brothers lived.
Oh, yeah, you told me the story.
Tell you the story before?
Yeah.
And one of them was dead for we don't know how long. But the other brother didn't even know how long he was dead for, because they didn't speak for like years before.
Yeah, you're saying that just because they didn't speak, but they had the same house, but they just kind of like, you live in that room, I live in this room.
Yeah, and because there was a bathroom upstairs and they converted the under the stairs to a downstairs bathroom, nobody needed to go anywhere. So it was like, you know, if you hear me watching the telly downstairs, you can move through the house and do what you need to do. But, you know, other than that, we don't need to talk anymore ever again. And the one upstairs died.
God.
And it wasn't until my nan had actually asked me to knock into the house to borrow something. She was like, go in, and I forget what the guy's name was, and ask him for whatever. And when he opened the door, the smell just fucking hit me. It was like this wave of I can't describe the smell of it. I wouldn't have described it as a dead body because I've never smelled a dead body before.
Yeah.
But this was at least 20 years of not cleaning, hoarding, just not washing, just musty, no windows open. Like, just this was just like, you know, just like a homeless man wet in the hot press on a really warm day.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
And, I don't know how, because like when a smell like that is so strong, it seeps out. It's the only one way to describe it. It seeps out. So like that's how the neighbours in this story that we're talking about alerted police. They were like, there's a smell coming from that place, man. It's just not right. But I don't remember it coming from the house next door to my nana's house before they opened the door to me. And I was like, like the smell got me so bad that he was like, you know, he looked really nice old man. He was like, can I help you? I'm like, sorry. I couldn't remember all when I was there to get, because the smell was so bad. And he was well presented, like an old man of that generation would be. Like, he was in his jumper and his shirt and his tie and his slacks and his slippers, and he was, can I help you? And I was like, something's not clicking here.
It's a weird situation. God.
You look like a really old, nice old man, but you smell like danger.
Jesus Christ. You smell like danger. No.
Stranger danger.
Fuck, that's mad.
That's all my stories anyway.
Well, I have. You know people who work out and they have all these we know of them.
Those cunts.
And they have all these like, you should have a protein shake. Have a protein shake before you work out. You gotta build that protein. You gotta work your muscles. Muscle. Well, apparently there's a trend on fucking TikTok.
Of course there is.
That pack of shit that I can't stop watching.
No, it's horrible. I'm gonna out myself here. I get this notification on my phone which tells me which apps are draining the battery.
Oh yeah.
It's always WhatsApp and TikTok. WhatsApp I can understand because I'm communicating with everybody on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So I get that. But, TikTok one was like, oh, shit, man, you're 41. Get off the fucking app, will you? I'm not doing anything creepy on it. I'm just scrolling just to waste time. I don't go searching for anyone in particular. I don't use hashtags. None of that. I'm just sitting there scrolling. And going, it's just washing over my brain with just inane nonsense.
That's all it is.
And I can't stop it.
It's so funny. It is. I'm the exact same. It's like, I sit on the toilet and I feel my legs going like tingly with pins and needles. I'm like, how long have I been here? And it's like flicking on. Oh, shut up, you cunt. Oh, that's cool. Shut up, you cunt. And like, it's just like half an hour. Stupid. Well, there's a new thing on TikTok. So a woman has a heart attack after dry scooping pre-workout.
Dry scooping So she didn't mix it into a shake. She just ate the powder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember like when you used to have, you remember sherbet? Remember that kind of packet of sweet? And you go, cocaine, it's cocaine. And you just get a spoonful of it and just stick it in your mouth and go, and if you sneeze, you just come up like your nose. It's like,
like some sort of fizzy Alaskan snow dragon.
I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing it's nothing compared to dry scooping pre-workout. So a woman has shared her cautionary tale about taking dry pre-workout scoop on TikTok, revealing that she ended up in hospital after suffering a heart attack. TikTok user, now it says Briatney, B-R-I-A-T-N-E-Y. I thought it was like a typo, but that's the way it's spelled through the whole thing. So her name is Briatney. Stupid.
Brilliant. I love how names, because names always evolve, right?
Yeah,
it's just the way it happens, but it's the way they evolve.
Just put another letter in there. Briatney. Yeah, that's my name. My name's Briatney. I'm not calling you that. What are you going to call me? Cunt.
Yeah. How's that grab you? Is that grab you alright?
So she posted a video recently showing her lying in bed wearing a hospital gown. She wrote, taking a dry pre-workout scoop because I saw trending on TikTok. That was a reason for it. It wasn't like, I saw a trend on TikTok, I'll give that a go. She didn't think, oh, I'll look into that. Maybe is that a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Are they faking the video? She went, right, so I'll do that. Like, you fucking knob. Ended up in the hospital because I had a heart attack. Her video has racked up more than 2 million views, 300,000 likes, thousands of comments, including messages from some people who believe she made the whole thing up. However, in a follow-up video, which showed her still lying in the hospital, being surrounded by equipment, Briatney wrote, now, this is what she wrote. IDK why PPL think I'd cap about heart attack on this app. You annoying ASF. I'm trying to help PPL not make the same mistake I did. Can't even fucking write English.
Jeez, do you know what? It's a pity you come out with a heart attack. Briatney. Well, you know what I mean? Because anyway, like, how old is she? She's at least phone owning age.
Yeah.
And just text speak is just like, fucking take the extra 4 seconds and spell them out.
Yeah, or use predictive text. And you can just kind of skim through it.
Speech to text is now a thing.
Yeah. Oh, just it's another thing I fucking hate on TikTok, where they type it out, but they don't want to talk on TikTok because I don't know, they're fucking embarrassed of their accent. But just stand there in the bikini and just like turn and goes, look at this new bikini I'm wearing, hot as fuck.
Here's the thing, is that I'm completely the polar opposite of the stereotype that the media is telling people to be afraid of. I'm 41-year-old male on TikTok. Now, they're the ones that the media's going, be afraid of those people. What are they doing on TikTok? They're looking for underage girls. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care what bikini you're in. I don't care what the latest fucking dance trend is to make you fucking wave your arse around the place. I immediately scroll forward.
I know.
Immediately. Unless it's a funny meme, like a funny dance meme that everyone's putting their own spin on, I might watch a few of them. But generally, TikTok is, I can't stop scrolling shite. I know it's shite. I know it's a waste of time. I know it's reduced my IQ by 10 points.
Well, but I still, if you're dry scooping pre-workout.
It's like crack. I just can't stop watching it.
It is. It's a weird thing. Where was I?
I don't understand... Well, no, I do understand, but I understand that there's people out there who, and guys are doing it as well. Guys are there and they're ripped and they're rubbing baby oil all over themselves and they're standing there and they're flexing, and then the girls are in their bikinis and they're doing their flexing, and you know, it's those videos you see have massive amounts of likes because the wrong kind of 41-year-old on TikTok scrolling for underage girls in bikinis, yeah, they're the ones that consistently like it. Whereas I'm scrolling past it going, that's not a talent. It's not an art. It's not entertainment. It's not. And I don't think I'm being a snob about it. I know it's just a silly app, but I'm like TikTok, the one thing they've done is made video production and editing available to everybody with a phone.
Yeah.
So when I use that tool to do something good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is
all the people, like most of them are just using it as a link to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna be a hater, why just keep scrolling? Then it's like, oh, fucking
scroll. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna be baited into giving the fucking 19-year-old emo 20 quid a month just because she's like, she calls me chicken. Well, are you afraid? Are you afraid to follow, are you? Oh, fine. Or better follow.
I find the whole thing stupid. At hospital, it was determined that she had suffered from an NSTEMI, a non-ST segment elevation myocardial infraction, a type of heart attack that's less damaging than an STEMI. Doctors told her to stay away from the caffeine and to watch what she takes, especially pre-workout, as it isn't regulated by the FDA.
Look, as well, right, if you're going to follow a meme, I think it needs to be something that's not going to cause you any discomfort, even if you're going to get 10,000 likes for it. Right. It was like, do you remember the spoon of cinnamon challenge?
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
People were eating out. That's like, even for a lot of people listening to this, they were going, what the fuck is that? And that was only probably 10 years ago.
I know.
But like the internet moves super quick. The internet moves in like dog years. So what was famous back then is unheard of now. But people just eat a teaspoon of cinnamon.
Cinnamon powder, yeah.
Nutmeg or some really finely ground thing that you just couldn't swallow. You just couldn't do anything with it apart from cough out, choke. Come out your nose, and then for like 2 hours afterwards, you're going, shouldn't have done it. And then later on, there was there was like the ghost pepper, chili pepper eating thing, where he's just like, oh, you got a ghost pepper. No, you can keep that one. I don't care. But those are like, but then you had like, you see, the ghost pepper thing is fine, you know, because like you're gonna have a hot mouth for about a half an hour.
Yeah.
It's the cinnamon one which could have caused you damage because you could have inhaled it. You could have fucking done anything else and killed yourself. And then you had the Tide Pod challenge where people were eating fucking Tide Pods. And then, you know, but then it can come good where you have the Ice Bucket Challenge, you know, which spread all around the world and raised so much money for charity, and that's all fine. I don't have a problem with memes once they're, you know, lighthearted, once they're just a bit of fun, once it doesn't involve somebody getting hurt and then promoting somebody else to hurt themselves, all in the name of a few extra likes on your TikTok page.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
as the kids say, it's toxic.
Yeah. 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 Toxic AF.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Lol.
Totally, totally street.
Yeah. Cherry emoji. Don't have a clue.
Aubergine emoji. Big black cock.
Okay. Now, you worked a bar.
Yeah.
I've worked in a bar. Are you aware of a bartender's numerical code that reveals what number staff say when a customer is attractive?
Oh, no, we always used to just call people cunts. Look at that cunt over there. You automatically knew which one it was.
They had the scarf and no shirt. Yeah, what a cunt.
Fucker in fucking dress slacks and shoes and no socks. Yeah, that cunt.
What a cunt. Well, apparently there is this numerical code.
Yeah.
I guess it's quite American. A thread on Reddit saw bartenders flock to the comments to discuss which shorthand terms they use after someone wrote, a while ago I was told of a bartender code which consists of various numbers that were used to represent things on the bar either secretly or quickly between staff. Things like 86, meaning to be ran out of a product, 200, meaning a customer waiting, 50, meaning to catch, and 700 to refer to an attractive customer. It seems like a pretty fun and useful thing to get my staff doing, and I was wondering if anyone knew any more or had any different, more comprehensive list of expressions. Another user jumped in to say that they used a slightly different code for good looking. Customers saying 699 meant hottie at the bar, and 700 stood for probably hottest girl in the building is at the bar. Incidentally, they said that they also used Barry White as a slang for going for a shite. Another said that they used 300 to identify an attractive lady, but said 300 high if they could see a big old pair of boobies.
Oh yeah.
Others said that they had an entire scale of to denote attractiveness, explaining first number was for the face, so 0 to 9. The second number was would you or wouldn't you, so 0 is no, 1 is yes. And last would be the body, so 719 is pretty good, 303 looks like your grandfather.
I don't remember any. I know 86 is a thing, is because I used to hear it all the time. Like, my brothers talk about that because they worked in America in bars and restaurants, and even now they refer to something being gone as an 86.
Right.
But I've never heard any of the others. The only code I was ever given was when I was working in Carluccio's, and they were like a big chain, corporate chain of restaurants. So they had training procedures for every eventuality. Right. Yeah. So if somebody went into labor, this is what you do. If somebody goes in, if somebody dies, this is what you do. So, but they had code words that you could use amongst the staff and management, so not to alert the customers to any danger or to any panic or whatever.
Yes. Right?
So if there was a fire discovered in the building and you needed to use the intercom system, you would call somebody down to where it needed to be and say, Mr. Burns is in the building.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The one for a bomb, and they made me memorize this one because I was in London and I was Irish, and for some reason they thought that I'd need to have to recognize when a bomb was in the place.
Or that you knew it already.
I fucking knew it already. Right? But they changed it, and I swear to God, they changed it. It used to be Mr. Black, right?
Yeah.
And when I was sat there going, Mr. Burns, I get, because fire burns you. Why is, if there's a bomb or an explosion, go, why is it Mr. Black? And they were like, oh, we don't know. We just kind of assigned the thing. I said, no, you didn't, though, because you were very specific with the fire and the burns thing. So then I just joked and went, is it because black people say things are the bomb? So you're like, you know, we'll just call Mr. Black in, and they shit themselves.
No, it's nothing to do with race. It's nothing to do with race.
That's not what it is. That's not what it is. They're like, all right then. But they changed it. They never come back to me with what they changed it for, because I ended up leaving shortly afterwards. But I know they changed it. So it's still Mr. Burns for fire and Mr. something else for bomb. But like, there was all like, everything was, you were trained for everything. Like, if somebody, like I said, if somebody's going to start giving birth, you know, dead body found, or, you know, somebody overdosed, and because we were like in the heart of London, so if somebody overdosed in the toilets and cocaine, we were told what to do there as well. It was just God. Crazy stuff.
Keenan worked in the dungeons, the London dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing where you walk through and people jump out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But he said that they had a code, but it was a code for if someone touched you. Because obviously, like, the ghosts and ghoulies aren't going to actually touch you, but they come quite close. They go, rah! I was like, oh, fucking hell. But he said it would happen now and again where people would just instinctively just kind of push you away, kind of, oh, fuck off. But it's still quite dangerous. But I'm sure some of the actors and performers kind of went, oh, look, maybe I got a bit too close. Or, got a fright on it. But they'd shout a number, like something like 26, 26, 26. And like the lights would come up and like, he pushed me.
Come on. No, understand is he's got his penis in. Get
him off. I was on the fucking ghoul. No, I don't want it. But I don't think it ever happened. But like Barry was saying that they had like, all those codes. Like if someone got sick, if someone like got so frightened that they got sick, of course you can't have people just walking through sick and walking it through. So like there's a code for that and all these different things. But he said, I just remember there was a code for if someone touched you if someone like kind of manhandled you in any kind of way, it was just like a full stop. And we can imagine going, oh my god, this is class. And then suddenly the lights go because someone went, he's touching me. He's like, well, it's going up at the front.
I think it's mad. But there was a code about I worked with this guy who would identify you by the colour of your hair, right?
Yeah.
But he would never use the word hair. So somebody with black hair, he'd say, that black guy over there. And it got fairly confusing because when he was trying to point somebody out, he'd go, that black guy over there. And I'm scanning the crowd because we're in Ireland, let's face it, there's not many black people even to this day. I know there's a big population, but it's still very much a minority. So when somebody says, the black guy was like, well, that should be an easy find. You know what I mean? It's not exactly where's Wally here. You know what I mean? Like, and he'd actually mean, the black haired guy.
Yeah.
And I only copped on to that when he'd be like, that red fucker over there as well. And he'd be like, oh, red hair, black hair, there we go. But for months it was like really confusing.
Yeah, because it makes sense for like, get Ginger over there, or get Redzer, or the blondie one over there. You get it. Yeah. But yeah, as long as it's a black chap, maybe it's our problem. Maybe we shouldn't be calling black people like black.
Well, no, you can still call black people black. You can call white people white. I wouldn't call an Asian person yellow. I think that's incredibly racist for some reason. I don't know why. But, like, anyway, it doesn't matter. If I only copped on because, you know, he was like the black guy beside the yellow guy. And I'm like, hang on now for a second.
As in blonde?
Yeah. Like, here we are. Can you not just say... And that's why I said, now, the guy was like 65, so he was well set in his ways. He was never going to change just because I got confused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he was just like, oh, fucking the back of the yellow. What the fucking bumblebee? What the fuck are we looking at?
At least pick the colour of their jackets or their tops.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's all our weird stories.
Found some good news.
Yeah.
All right then. Say that.
Do it.
This is the part of the show where we talk about happy and chirpier stuff. There won't be stories about a pervert running around in a buff. So here's just a few things that we won't talk about in this segment. War and hunger and the language won't be vulgar. Politics and naked chicks and men doing stuff with their dicks. So sit back, relax and kick off your shoes. And for once, let's just have some good news.
So,
you
and I both have a mutual dislike for dentists.
I'd rather not go.
Yeah. I'd rather it wasn't a thing you had to worry about at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the whole concept of teeth, you know, this is something that I invented years ago, but failed to mention to anybody, like many of my inventions.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We've been over this, but everything I say comes true eventually, right?
Yeah.
Like, I used to wonder why we only had, like, two sets of teeth. You know, like, you have your milk teeth, your baby teeth,
mm-hmm.
and then you lose them, and then you get your adult teeth. And I was always thinking, like, why, if nature replaces one set of teeth, why not do it again later on? And it's because we've evolved with medicine and technology. Like, we all should have been dead by the time we're 25.
Yeah,
we would have been eaten by a bear, or just frozen to death, or got some weird disease, and you know, or just died from like a fucking paper cut.
Yep.
You know, whereas now we're living to like the average lifespan now is like 82 or something.
Nice.
So it's like evolution hasn't caught up with us yet to give us like an extra set of teeth. So yeah. Basically, from like 10, 11, 12, up until 100. You've got the same set of teeth. And I always wondered, why can't we just, like, invent something that, you know, gives us more teeth?
Permanent teeth.
Permanent teeth. Because, like, you can get implants and you can get dentures and you can get false teeth. There's all these different solutions,
mm-hmm.
right? But nothing where it's like, no, these are your teeth.
Okay.
And you don't need any surgery. You don't need any surgery at all.
Okay.
It's just... Here, have this. Because, you know the way, like, you used to hear that the human body, like, repairs itself.
Yes.
Well, not all of it does. Like, your tooth enamel doesn't.
Yeah.
That's why we need dentists. That's why you need to take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
You know? Eyesight doesn't. You know? Uh-huh. Hence me with these fucking shaved down Coke bottle ends.
Uh-huh. Right?
They are. I pay a lot of money to get them shaved down. If I didn't get them shaved down, I'd look like Mr. fucking Magoo.
Ah, they suit your face.
I don't mind the glasses. It's the prescription.
Okay.
Like, if I didn't have this one shaved down, this eye would be like this. Anyway, I digress. And also, your spinal cord can't repair itself. That's why people get paralyzed.
Yes.
Right? So, this whole thing of the body repairs itself is bullshit. I think we should be... And people are looking into stem cell research that's going into, like, you know, developing, like, spinal cord, like, regeneration.
Yes.
And all that kind of stuff, and I'm all for that.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then, of course, you can get laser surgery, which gives you your eyesight back.
Yeah.
But it only works in certain cases. Like, I can't get it done because they said that my sight will just degenerate again.
Fuck.
So that's not a solution for me. But the tooth thing that I invented, which was a thing to just give you to repair your tooth enamel, has been invented.
No way.
Trials begin on a lozenge. You know what a lozenge is?
It's like a sweet, a medicated sweet.
Yeah, that rebuilds tooth enamel.
Well, that's fantastic.
So you know the way you get like the sensitive toothpaste? It's like, oh, we can repair you. They can't. All it does is it kind of like over time cements in the holes and the imperfections in your teeth. It doesn't repair it, just that's all it does.
Polyfillers.
Like polyfiller for your teeth. Before too long, you may be able to buy a breath mint that rebuilds your tooth enamel while it whitens your teeth. It does fucking everything. And it's amazing. I'm sick of having these like $1 billion ideas and nobody following through. I don't need the $1 billion. I just need the credit for the idea. Like 1% of the profits. That's all I want. That's a pretty good deal.
I think it's pretty good.
Like, I don't think it would pass the Dragon's Den test. I couldn't just walk in and go, I'm going to invent a thing whereby you can travel through time just by eating a banana. There, you can have that idea. So let's just sign a contract now.
I love you. Sorry, you're going to invent this. Not now, but it will happen.
Not now, probably not me. But when it happens, right? I'm giving you the idea because you're the dragon. You're all the money and the connections and the stuff. So you get somebody to make it happen. And when it happens, just say it was my idea. And then this is what I should have done with Happy Out. Just say it's my idea and then give me 1% of the profits. That's all. I don't need them that greedy.
No.
The team is preparing to launch clinical trials of a lozenge. Oh, sorry, this is in the University of Washington.
Lovely.
Has developed this. Clinical trials of a lozenge that contains a genetically engineered peptide or chain of amino acids to me and you.
I know them well.
Along with phosphorus and calcium ions, which are building blocks of tooth enamel. See, this is all stuff I knew when I invented this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The peptide is derived from... this word. Amelogenin. Amelogenin?
Amelogenin.
Amelogenin.
I know it well.
Yeah. The key protein in the formation of tooth enamel, the tooth crown. It is also key to the formation of cementum, which makes up the surface of the tooth root. Each lozenge deposits several micrometers of new enamel on the teeth via the peptide, which is engineered to bind to the damaged enamel to prepare it while not affecting the mouth's soft tissue. The new layer also integrates with dentin, leaving the living tissue underneath the tooth surface. Two lozenges a day can rebuild enamel, while one a day can maintain a healthy layer. The lozenge, which can be used like a mint, is expected to be safe for adults and children alike. So there you go.
I like it.
Yeah, they received. Oh, they received like lots of grants from like big businesses and stuff to research it. Of course, the big businesses are like, "Hey, just go and do it, and we'll steal it off you."
Yeah,
you know. But look, I'm gonna write down right, look, the fact that I come up with knees and toes body wash on this show serves as copyright.
Okay.
Right. So when that happens, whoever does it, you're legally bound by podcast law. To fully credit me and give me 1% of the profits. 1%.
It's nothing.
Some fucking greedy charities out there looking for 5. I just want 1.
It's a drop in the ocean, for God's sake. Give the man fucking 1%. Give him his 1%.
Nothing. I'll even come up with like ad campaign slogans for whatever product it is.
Brilliant.
I'll throw that in as a sweetener for the deal.
Brilliant.
What's your story?
Bill Cosby is denied parole because he refused to attend therapy for sexual predators.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, you know what? I mean, this is just him still not owning up to what he did. You know, he didn't believe he did anything.
Yeah. He's basically saying, I'm innocent. So disgraced entertainer Bill Cosby has had his request for parole denied. The Pennsylvania Parole Board said he's 83-year-old. Has refused to do therapy designed for sexual predators, and as a result, he won't be allowed an early release. He was sentenced to 10 years behind bars in 2018 for aggravated indecent assault after being found guilty of drugging and raping a one-time friend, Andrea Constant, at his home near Philadelphia. Prosecutors asked for a sentence between 5 and 10 years in jail, but his defense attorney asked for a term of house arrest, citing Cosby's age and blindness. Cosby was eligible for parole back in September after serving 3 years. However, it wasn't until May 11th that his request for release was reviewed. processed and denied. A spokesperson for the former TV icon, Andrew Wyatt, said the parole rejection was expected. We knew he was going to be rejected. He called me and told me that if he didn't take the course, he would be denied. He has maintained his innocence from the beginning. But he's under house arrest.
I don't know. I mean, look, there's been cases in the past where people have maintained their innocence and then they've been proven innocent after they've been convicted, or they've been acquitted after they've been convicted.
Yeah.
And then they go, look, I told you I was innocent all along. I don't think this is one of those times.
Nah.
You know, I just don't think there's one of those times. So just fucking own up to it. Like, if nothing else, right? If you still want to be a slime ball about it, then just say, yes, I'll go to this fucking thing, admit that you did it, and then that gets you really, if once you're really released, this is what you got to do to get it.
See, the defense for this is pretty good because he drugged the women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what happened? He was drugged me, and then I woke up and he was on top, grinding on top of me. But you're drugged, are you sure? Well, yeah, because I woke up, I was like, I don't know if you're drugged. How are you fully sure? I was like, fuck you, man. Penis in me.
That's usually how you know you're being raped, in somebody's penis.
Yeah, felt it. I wasn't fucking hallucinating it, alright?
I could smell it. Smelled like danger.
Smell of danger.
Smell like danger and pudding pops.
With the bipping and the bopping and the... That's awful. It's not funny at all. He's a fucking cunt.
It's still funny, though. Suck my pudding pop. Where can people find us, Adam?
The best place to find us is at www.thenewsburp.com for all links to our shows. At the bottom of the page, you'll find links to TeePublic. Are we still on that? I know I ask every week, but are we on that?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah. I am working on it.
We're still in TeePublic where you can find our cartoon faces slapped across, all kinds of merch from bags, t-shirts, badges, all kinds of stuff. You find a link to PayPal, so if you enjoyed the show and you just want to say, hey, good lads, here's a few quid to keep you all going, you can go straight into PayPal, throw us a one-time link and that's it. It'll be the end of it. You never have to talk to us ever again. Or you can go onto Patreon, www.patreon.com/newsburp. And for a certain amount of money, a certain amount of tiers, you get extra stuff, which will be the show a day early. Although this week was a bit fucked up because I was away. Show a day early, show without ads. You get a video of the show. Then there's the Patreon stuff. So you get that a day early, that without ads, and the video of that. And you get our Patreon stuff, which is the top five and the Florida Man. And then you get your shoutouts. And shoutouts go to
Kevin Fagan, Aaron Eldred, Fiona Cleary, Nathan Peterson, Paul Blunson, Sean Ryan, Alexander Henry, Sarah Beck, and Mason Sloan. Thanks so much to everybody for your support. It really means a lot. And if you're listening on an app that gives you the chance to review, give us an old review there so and be like, hey, they're so big.
Just write that for Matt in one of the reviews? Like, wow, they are so big. Because a few times you've kind of said, well, it's kind of like what you can write. You say, oh, enjoy the show, or yeah, check these out. Now, Matt just wants to write, they are so big.
Their podcast girthiness satisfies me.
Go on, who'll write it? Who'll fucking write that? I fucking dare you. I hope anyone
who writes that anybody who writes that as a review will get a free Newsburp t-shirt. There you go. Fair said it.
There. Hand knitted by Matt himself.
Is that it?
I think that's us.
All right, fuck off my computer then, will you?
Okay, bye.
Bye.